Gannett News. I'm Jason Taylor. The St. Louis Circuit Attorneys charged a man with second-degree murder in an incident that involved multiple gunshots and a three-vehicle chain reaction crash. 31-year-old Adrian McKissick is charged in the death of 39-year-old Ronald Floyd Wednesday. An appeals court has exonerated a man from Central Missouri's Sturgeon who was sentenced to prison in 2016 for driving while intoxicated as a prior and persistent offender. The court this week found insufficient evidence for Richard Willite's ninth DWI conviction. For the third year in a row, Mizzou is proposing to slash its budget and jobs. Chancellor Alex Cartwright says the university wants to eliminate 155 unfilled positions and 33 current ones to close a $49 million gap in the next budget.
When you add even 2% reduction on top of reductions that have already taken place for many years, they've already cut everything they can cut. Right now, they're having to make some really difficult decisions about what they will not be doing.
Some courses with low enrollment will also end. Mizzou cites increased funding in scholarships and graduate student support, staff pay increases, and a decline in enrollment as reasons for the budget shortfall. The entire system's proposed budget heads to the Board of Curators for consideration later this month. About 100,000 motorists drive on I-70 near I-435 and I-470 in Kansas City during a typical weekday. With the Royals in Oakland this weekend playing the Athletics, Missouri Department of Transportation resident engineer James Flum says I-70 will be completely closed in both directions between 435 and 470.
We really targeted this weekend as the weekend that we wanted to come in and do the work, you know, with the Royals being out of town, and it really just kind of made sense for the area as the best weekend to do that.
Flum says I-70 will be closed in that area from 10 p.m. tonight until Monday morning at 5. He says the closures needed to give crews time to demolish three bridges that were built in 1963. An 80-year-old man in southeast Missouri drowned yesterday while feeding catfish in a pond behind his home. Deputies are not sure if Fred Morgan fell or slipped on the plastic lining surrounding the pond. A convicted sex offender in southwest Missouri who pretended to be a woman online in order to solicit photos from a teenage boy was sentenced in federal court yesterday. 23-year-old Jeffrey Raymond Everett of Reed Spring was sentenced to 25 years without parole. There's no lieutenant governor in Missouri now that Republican Mike Parson has vacated the seat to replace former Governor Eric Greitens, who resigned. GOP State Senator Caleb Rowden of Columbia thinks Jefferson City Republicans